Each month, we speak with Dr. Rebecca Ananian Welsh, lecturer in public law at the University of Queensland's T.C. Burns School of Law and co-author of The Tim Carmody Affair, Australia's Greatest Judicial Crisis. Today, we're looking at Queensland's domestic violence laws, our abortion laws, and possible changes to Queensland bail processes. First, the Queensland Opposition is proposing a private members bill that would see victim survivors notified as soon as an offender appeals for bail, that would change the onus of proof, and that would allow domestic violence suspects to be tracked using GPS. Let's just speak to those bail procedures first. Could you explain what happens when I apply for bail?
So when a person is charged with an offence, there's a determination that needs to be made about whether they'll spend the time between the charge and the trial in jail or whether they'll be allowed out into the community. So that's when a bail proceeding might occur. If the police oppose someone being let out on bail, they'll come before the court and the court will decide which way to go.
What is my legal status while I apply for bail or if I'm waiting for bail?
So if you're charged, you're innocent until proven guilty. Based on that, the presumption is that you'll be allowed out into the community until you're actually proven guilty.
Does that feed into the changes that the Queensland Opposition are proposing with changes to onus of proof?
Yes. So this proposal would reverse the onus of proof in the bail proceedings. So it would be presumed not that you're guilty, but presumed that if you're charged with a domestic violence offence, you're going to go straight to jail unless you can prove a series of things. So when the court is considering whether or not to allow someone out into the community, it's not based on guilt or innocence. They need a trial for that. But whether or not they might flee, so to make sure that they actually turn up to court, and whether letting the person out into the community might endanger others or obstruct the course of justice.
The opposition is also proposing notifications. How would that work? How would people be notified? And would it be a simple or onerous administrative process?
So a lot of these proposals are about empowering the victim survivors or allowing them to take some action. So the notification system is about telling the victim survivors that this person is out in the community or this person has just been let out of jail or this person is trying to be let out of jail. The idea is that that victim survivor can then take some action themselves to leave the city if they want to or make sure they're surrounded by people who can support them. The notifications would just be letting them know. The details of that haven't really been nutted out yet. It could be quite simple. You'd hope that it would be something effective like a text message or a phone call rather than a letter that might take a week to find you. But it could be simple.
This all seems to be coming on the back of some high-profile cases in Melbourne and on the Gold Coast recently. What are the weaknesses in the current bail system?
Look, it's the traditional system of innocent until proven guilty and allowing people the benefit of the doubt until they've had a trial before a court and been found guilty of an offence. There are assessments made here, but it's an art. It's not black and white. And sometimes the court may let someone out or impose conditions to say you're allowed out on bail, but you're not to go within 50 metres of this person. But what this is all designed to do is to increase the chances of that person might just go straight to jail where they don't even have the option of breaching the bail conditions.
The other part of the private members bill is the GPS tracking. Does it look like these proposed changes could alleviate some of the weaknesses in the traditional bail system?
It's a really difficult question. And it's that tension between traditional criminal justice ideas like innocent before proven guilty and not wanting to infringe the liberty of people who haven't been proven guilty of any kind of offence, but wanting to give the best possible protection to victims. So whilst the reversal of the onus of proof in bail conditions is a very drastic measure, sending someone to jail who hasn't been proven guilty of an offence is a big deal. Maybe the GPS tracking is a kind of middle ground. It's got some privacy concerns about how that information would be used and what might be the next step once you can track a suspect wherever they're going. But just to notify a victim or to make sure that they're not infringing bail conditions could address some of the weaknesses and at least make victims more secure.
Just moving on, two more bills that are also being considered by the Queensland Parliament at the moment are looking at changing Queensland's abortion laws. What is the status of abortion in Queensland at the moment?
This is a really interesting issue because the status of abortion in Queensland is that it's a crime, but it's not a crime that ever tends to be actually prosecuted. So it's been on the part of the criminal code since the 1800s. The general approach or the general idea in the community is that it's legal as long as there are medical grounds. That might be quite a high threshold.
What are the suggested changes by these two bills? Could we maybe hypothesise about how this change in the law may impact women, our health system, doctors, nurses and GPs?
Well, the suggested changes would bring the law into line with the actual practice, and that is the decriminalisation of abortion. I imagine that doctors and the medical profession might welcome the change because it alleviates the threat of that they could be subject to prosecution. If they give an abortion in certain circumstances, then they're breaking the law. Whether or not, you know, the police happen to prosecute or not, they have that fear that they could be prosecuted. They might be breaking the law there. And women too, who need abortion. But the reason why this is so controversial is because there are significant parts of the community that don't want abortion to be decriminalised. So it's more of a moral, political issue than a legal one. The impact might not be that much on the actual legal side of things because abortion prosecutions just aren't happening in Queensland. But that shift in the law may or may not reflect community ideals.
That was Dr. Rebecca Ananian-Welsh ending that report looking at proposed changes to Queensland's bail and abortion laws and the pros and cons of GPS tracking for domestic violence suspects. If you need to speak with someone, DV Connect Women's Line is a confidential 24/7 service providing advice, counselling and crisis accommodation referral. Call 1800 811 811. The number will not appear on your bill. DV Connect Men's Line, 9 a.m. to midnight, 7 days, supporting men affected by domestic and family violence. Call 1800 600 636. 1800 Respect provides crisis and trauma counselling 24/7 to people affected by sexual assault, domestic or family violence. Call 1800 Respect, that's 1800 737 732, or chat online 1800respect.org.au. Lifeline operates a free, confidential 24-hour support line, 13 11 14, and a nightly online crisis support chat, lifeline.org.au. Beyond Blue Support Service, call 1300 22 46 36. That's 24/7, or chat online, beyondblue.org.au, 3 p.m. to 12 a.m. And Kids Helpline for people aged 5 to 25. Call 1800 55 1800. That's 24/7, or chat online, kidshelpline.com.au, Monday to Friday, 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. or Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Those details will be on our website. For more information about Rebecca's research and publications, search for her on UQ's website. For more information on the proposed changes to bail laws, private members' bills, or the Queensland abortion bill, go to the Bills Before Parliament page at parliament.qld.gov.au. And for information about abortion, go to prochoiceqld.org.au. You're listening to 4ZZZ FM's Brisbane Line.